views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in beautiful, sunny Seattle, WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You know, Benny, we have had a fabulous week, haven't we?
It's not just me. It's you. You've done it again. You're an amazing spiritual person. You did it again all week, Christine. So much power.
Yeah, except my power is about to run out. You know, we talk about the weather here a lot in Seattle because when it's sunny, it's magnificent. But you know, Benny, one of the things I realized when I was driving in today is one of the reasons the sun is so gorgeous here is not just soaking up the vitamin D that we so need, but it illuminates all this green life that surrounds us in a new way. And that green life wouldn't be so green if we didn't have all the rain that we have.
So true. Very true. And I will definitely say that your powers aren't necessarily being wiped out or reduced by any means. They're just taking a break for the weekend. That's all. Because you got to do it if you've given us such a charge all week.
Sounds like a good story, Ben.
Well,
thank
you know,
you. Yeah,
I try.
Yeah. Like one of your kids' bedtime stories, right?
Totally. Yeah. I'll just cut this out and put it back.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited about my guest today because he epitomizes what it means to step into authenticity. He has had an amazing journey, and I'm in awe of his story, and you too will be inspired by his story. But not only will you be inspired, you're going to learn some tools that you can apply to your life in your own journey so that you can help shift your journey, whether you're expecting or experiencing, boy, having a hard time talking on the radio here, whether you're experiencing physical issues or emotional problems, he's going to have some helpful tools for you in order to step into your authenticity and to thrive. His name is Brad Willis. He's also known as Bava Ram. He's a former NBC News war correspondent. Get that, war correspondent, who reported from the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, Africa, and other places. And he wasn't one who just like dabbled in it. I mean, this was his career, and he was really good at it. He won the Alfred I. DuPont Award, which is considered to be like the broadcast equivalent of the Pulitzer Prize. And, you know, he was going strong with his career, doing great. But then something happened. A series of physical issues stopped him from doing the work that he was thriving on, and he ended up healing himself. And we're going to hear about his story. But he went on to become a graduate of Kerala Ayurvedic Academy and the American Institute of Vedic Studies. And so he now knows a lot about this whole alternative realm. But not only that, he's had such an amazing journey that the life lessons he's learned, he shares with us so that we can apply them in our life. He now is the founder of Deep Yoga, which is based in San Diego, and with his wife, Laura Plum, and he leads Mastery of Life trainings. He's a yoga teacher, does workshops, and he recently did a TED Talk. Now, he's got a new book out, but he's had two other books. First, I'll mention those. Deep Yoga, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Times, and The Eight Limbs of Yoga, Pathways to Liberation. His latest book, I just love this, Warrior Pose, a war correspondent's memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. I'd like to welcome Bava Ram. Bava, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
You know, yours is truly an amazing story, but let's talk about where you started out. I mean, you were a war correspondent. I mean, talk about an intense life.
Well, you know, it really identified me. I love being a global journalist so much. I started in small market television stations and worked my way up, worked at a few affiliate stations across the country, and finally made it to the network. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you looked up type A in the dictionary at the time, you would have seen my picture. I was so devoted to this because it gave me a voice. Mm-hmm. You know, I had grown up in the 1960s and come of age during the Vietnam War and the women's rights movement, civil rights. And, mm-hmm. you know, I felt things needed to change in a positive direction. And when I became a journalist, I found that I could make a contribution because the more that we know, the more that we have information about what's really happening in our world, the more that we can have justice and that we can do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. So there you were working as a journalist in some of the most dangerous places in the world. And then you started to have some physical issues. What happened?
Well, you mentioned that broadcast version of the Pulitzer Prize. That happened after I came out of Afghanistan. I had been in there in 1986 during the Soviet war there before we started a war there.
Right.
And I had been up with the freedom fighters, the Mujahideen, and then down in the refugee camps, and
wow.
actually was able to airlift some children home who had terrible napalm burns all over their bodies, missing limbs, shrapnel in their faces. Wow. After that, I decided to take a rare vacation because I was really a workaholic. I loved my job so much. And I went down to a little remote island in the Bahamas, only about 200 people, no roads, no automobiles, and on the last night, a big storm came up. I thought it might turn into a hurricane, and I was battening down storm windows in this place I had that was in a little forest on the ocean, uh-huh. away from everything, no neighbors, nothing. And I climbed up on a high ledge to get that very last window, and the handles broke off in my hands, and it fell about maybe 12 feet, slammed into the base of my spine. Thought I might die because I couldn't inhale. It knocked the wind out of me so hard.
Oh, dear.
I think I was in shock. I didn't feel pain. Finally, collapsed into sleep, woke up the next morning, and oh, my God, the pain in my lower back was excruciating.
Mm.
But I was on this rocket of a career, and I come from a real middle-class background, middle-class education. I had no illusions about how competitive that business was and how well-educated so many people were. And so my mantra was, I'm going to work longer and harder than anyone else. And I knew if I slowed down, I'd lose my seat on that rocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I gritted my teeth, and I kept working with what turned out to be a broken back, a hairline fracture in my vertebra.
Right.
I worked for 7 more years. And the only way that I did it, Christine, was to start chewing painkillers, muscle relaxers, and drinking a little more heavily each night, just thinking, think of the war-wounded children, get over yourself, you'll be better tomorrow, you're in the prime of your life, but that getting better just never came. So as my career kept going upwards, I worked through the Gulf War, through Africa, through Latin America after that, and into Asia. Career skyrocketing, my mental and physical health were absolutely plummeting into an abyss that I was hiding from everyone.
Sure. So there you were suppressing the symptoms instead of listening to your body saying, stop.
Absolutely. And this went on for 7 years. And finally, after the Persian Gulf War, where I was on the front lines of most of the conflict, I was given all of Asia by NBC News and moved to Hong Kong. Just this glorious life for a middle-class boy.
Mm-hmm.
The career of my dreams and the region now of my dreams. And I'm in China and Japan and Thailand and the Philippines and even into North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1993, I went down into the Philippines. And I leaned over to look at some videotape with my editor.
Sure.
That crack opened wider in my vertebra and started to impinge on my spinal cord.
Oh, my goodness.
I just howled like a feral cat and fell on the floor. Ultimately, was brought back to America, to San Diego area where I live, for major back surgery. And it failed.
Oh, dear.
And I was declared permanently disabled. placed in a body brace that went from my sternum down to my hips with a metal rod running down my left leg strapped to my knee. I couldn't sit up to eat a meal. I had to eat lying down on my chest. I had to hobble around with a cane, and now I'm given Vicodin, Valium, Prozac, Ritalin, Tramadol, and I'm chewing all these drugs, and I'm even drinking more heavily every night because I didn't know who I was anymore.
Right.
That the journalist had died in that declaration of my permanent disability. And so while my physical health was excruciating with the pain, it was my emotional health. I just plummeted into this abyss of darkness because I felt I had no life and there was nowhere to go.
Right. And then it goes from bad to worse, doesn't it?
Well, I continued to eat a meat and potatoes diet like a war correspondent and continued to drink probably even more heavily. And so I gained weight, 80, 90 pounds, and had to keep loosening this big body brace and started to look like a whale, emotionally darker and darker. Right. 4 years go by like this. And finally, my only child, a little boy, is born. And I had a glimmer of hope. I do have an identity. I'm going to be a daddy, even though I can never carry him on my shoulders or kick a soccer ball with him. And I found this glimmer of light in the cave of my darkness.
Yes.
And 3 months into that, I got sick and sicker and sicker, and they couldn't diagnose it. And finally, stage 4 cancer from exposure to depleted uranium used by the American forces to pierce Iraqi tanks in the Persian Gulf War years earlier. And I had cleared into many of those tanks because I was, again, on the front line.
Yes.
Doctor said, you will not live for 2 years. Write your will.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yes, like you said, I got darker because now I had this tremendous guilt that I was leaving this little boy's life.
And,
and I have to confess to you and anyone listening to this that, you know, I wish I would have found an inner strength then and handled it better, but I became a master of self-pity, of anger, of fear, of depression, of being negative towards anyone who ventured into my path except that little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow my ego felt, well, I have a right to really be this way because look at me, I'm war wounded, I'm a victim. I had the victim mentality 100% as I was moving towards my death.
And most people would say you deserved that, but you managed to shift that. And we're going to go to a quick break, but when we return, Baba, I'm going to want you to tell the story of how you shifted so that not only did you get out of the wheelchair, but you can do these amazing poses. I'm looking at the front of cover of your book, and you're an amazing yogi. So we're going to hear more with Baba Ram when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, WBLQ, AM 1230, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the inspirational Baba Ram, also known as Brad Willis. He's the author of several books, including his latest, Warrior Pose, a war correspondent's memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. So, you know, Baba, before the break, you were telling this tragic story of you, on some level, being a victim of a broken back, you know, and late-stage cancer, life circumstances, and yet something had to shift within you to get out of that victim mode, didn't it?
It sure did. You know, they added morphine to my regimen of medications, and I was so pickled on all of these things because I couldn't face myself that I didn't know who I was anymore. Mm-hmm. Just before the year 2000, my little boy turned two. And really, I had, again, pushed almost everyone out of my life. And the only place that I found a sense of sweetness and softness and peace was with him. He just basically lived on top of my body brace, and we spent so much time together. And he came to me just after he turned two in December of 1999. And he looked at me, and suddenly I realized he gets it. He knows in his own little way that Daddy's not long for this world. And his eyes became wide and a little bit teary, and I'm laying on the couch, racked in pain, as usual. And he looks at me, and he said three words that cracked me wide open.
And what were those?
Get up, Daddy. And it hit me, boom, in a place in the center of my chest and deep inside of me that I really didn't even know that I had. And as the new year dawned all day, all night, this mantra, get up, Daddy, going through my mind. But how? Broken back, stage four cancer, few months to live, get up, Daddy. And finally, in the new year, in early January, I decided in consultation with my family that I needed to get off all the alcohol and medications that had made me so dark. And my thinking was, the reason that I agreed to do that was I felt, I'll die with dignity, because I don't have any dignity now. And one day when he's ready to hear it, someone will tell my little boy, your daddy heard your message. He got up in the only way he could. He got off all that garbage that they had put him on. And he did that for you. He died with dignity. So I checked into a hospital detox center down here in San Diego area where I live. And oh, boy, I detoxed cold turkey off of 14 years of heavy drugs. And
cold
I can
turkey.
Tell you, cold turkey stopped everything. And I mean, I had an arsenal of drugs. I couldn't take all that they prescribed me. So I had, you know, a box filled with prescription jars. I could have become, you know, a highly successful drug dealer and made a lot of money. I had so much stuff in my closet. And I can tell you as a former journalist that all the demons in Dante's Inferno are real because they checked into my room with me.
Oh, dear.
Literally tore at my flesh. And I laid on the floor of this room as sick as you could possibly imagine, moaning, refusing food, howling into the darkness for 7 or 8 days. Just near total insanity as this stuff wore off of me, and convulsions and tremors. And when it was over, I crawled out of there so weak and dazed and confused. And I didn't know where to turn or what to do. The pain was worse because I wasn't stoned anymore.
Sure. You weren't suppressing those symptoms anymore.
By some divine plan, of which I was utterly unaware, they came to me and offered me a lifeline. They said, we've just started this new experimental clinic for pain, and we can't help you with cancer, but maybe we can help you keep off drugs and alcohol and have more clarity in your life. We blend ancient Eastern healing modalities with modern Western holistic techniques. Christine, I didn't understand a word of it. I just said, yes, I'm in. I grabbed that lifeline and took a hotel very near this pain center at the hospital. I even had to hire someone to drive me back and forth. I was so dazed and confused and pain-racked. And the very first day, I started something called biofeedback, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Sure.
They hook you to electrodes to take your galvanic skin temperature, your heart rate, your brain waves, etc. They show up on computer monitors. And I laid in a recliner, which I was really good at doing. They put headphones on, and this soothing voice came on, a guided meditation, a visualization, natural, beautiful, soothing imagery, and took me on this journey inside of myself. And I realized about halfway through this 20-minute experience that I was relaxing, maybe for the first time in my life. Really relaxing, letting go everywhere, just melting. And by the end of it, all of my baselines from that biofeedback on those computer screens had changed from erratic and spiky to smooth and wavy. And I even felt a different taste inside my body.
Interesting. So, you had some visual recognition, that rational-based evidence that something has shifted. Not only did you experience it within, but you saw it outside of yourself, too.
Yeah, after affirming that in all ways, and that was my second epiphany. You know, Get Up Daddy was number one. I realized in that moment that I had been letting all of this happen to me, just been letting Western medicine medicate me, and that I needed to take charge of whatever healing capacity that I might have. That I could no longer just be a passive participant in this process. I went back to the hotel. I ordered the book of the person who did that visualization, Dr. Emmett Miller, one of the founders of mind-body medicine. And I swear to you, he wrote the book for me. I started on chapter 3, and, well, I've read the first two chapters, but when I got to chapter 3, it said, it's time for you to get over your victimhood. Time for you to release your self-pity and your fear and your anger and your doubt and stand up and take charge of your life.
That sounds like something that everybody needs to hear.
Everybody needs to hear. It is so true, and we all have such a capacity to heal ourselves, which I hope we talk about.
We will, yeah.
That was Dr. Emmett Miller, who's now become a good friend, and he wrote the foreword to Warrior Pose. So I started on this mind-body journey, mostly with my mind because my body was still a wrecked car. And about a month into my practices at the pain center, they said, you're ready for therapeutic yoga. I had never done yoga in my life. And remember, jaded, cynical, war correspondent, investigative reporter, who suspected everything.
Yes.
I went into this little therapeutic yoga room. Epiphany number three. Something deep inside of me, this voice I had started to hear ever since my little boy said, get up, daddy, said, this is it. Mm. My rational mind said, this is what?
Uh-huh.
And so I sort of had this little conflict, two voices, but I chose to listen to that deeper voice. I could hardly do anything.
I
couldn't even hold my knees to my chest, but I started to breathe a little deeper. And I felt some things opening with the guidance of this therapeutic yoga teacher in one-on-one sessions. I went right back to my hotel again, and I had the concierge order some books on yoga and immediately get them to me. I soon realized, as I started delving especially into the more ancient wisdom of yoga, which is thousands of years old, that this is so much more than the yoga poses most of us think of when we think of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a complete mind, body, spirit science of how to be a human being.
Right. It's about integration, isn't it?
Amazing synergy in all ways of harmonizing your mind and your body with the natural rhythms of nature, of shifting everything, creating a different inner chemistry in your body. And I started to embrace these practices as best as I could on my own, given the circumstances I was in. And in a few weeks, the pain center closed. The insurance company said, we don't like that voodoo. It's alternative treatment. We will not reimburse. And they couldn't afford to keep open. The patients couldn't afford these expensive treatments.
Oh,
so I knew three people in the program. Two of them went back to drugs and alcohol in despair.
Yeah.
The third one, a wonderful person, and I was closest with him, he took his own life.
Mm.
Yeah, I think of him even now, all these years later. I went home, and I built a yoga room.
Good for you. Now, Bhava, we're gonna hear more of the story and about your physical healing and then about the lessons. We're going to have to go to a quick break. But before we do, I want our listeners to know how they can connect with you. Can you please share your website?
Deepyoga.com. We call it deep so you can go deep back into the real richness of yoga science. Deepyoga.com.
Wonderful. More with Bhava Ram when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Dance. Let me see you move. See you move.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing festival of the healing arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the wonderful Bava Ram, also known as Brad Willis. He's a former war correspondent, and he has been on an amazing journey. Now, Bava, before the break, you know, you had taken us through how you had gone from working, you know, in a job that you loved, that you were fabulous at as a war correspondent. And then you ended up facing issues with a broken back and then ultimately stage four cancer. And you're starting to get relief through, of all things, yoga and meditation. Where did that take you?
Well, after the pain center closed at the hospital where I had been introduced to this and had an awakening, as I said, I went home and built a yoga room. And I spent 10 to 12 hours a day in there, coming out mostly to be with my boy. Sometimes I would get up at 3 in the morning, and at midnight I would end my practices. And
10 to 12 hours a day. Oh, my goodness.
Up to 10 to 12 hours a day, but it's not just yoga postures or meditation. You know, this ancient science of yoga is utterly amazing. I started changing first my entire meat and potatoes diet. Mm-hmm. And I became vegan. Mm-hmm. And I called it my organic chemotherapy. I fasted for days at a time. I was reading this book called the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, written in the 14th century, with all these purifications for body and for mind. Mm-hmm. I did a number of other purgations, cleansing out my body radically. Pranayama, breath work, powerful, mm-hmm. powerful breath work.
Yes.
And also changing my mind through visualization and mantra and meditation, moving away from self-pity, anger, fear, despair, depression, mm-hmm. to acceptance and gratitude and compassion and forgiveness and loving kindness. And you know, Christine, we now know our modern science, which always feels it has to prove everything with a double-blind study for it to be legitimate, we now know that when all of us are facing stress, we're creating too much adrenaline and cortisol in our bodies, mm-hmm. which is pretty much a daily experience.
Yes, just driving
and
on the freeway.
Diminishes our immune system. Mm-hmm. It even diminishes our capacity to metabolize the nutrients of whatever our diet happens to be. And mm-hmm. most of us already have a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come into what I call a state of grace, a state of positive thinking, we start creating serotonin, oxytocin, anandamide, mm-hmm. dopamine, all of these proven to enhance our immune system and enhance our capacity to metabolize, to heal, to achieve homeostasis.
And to feel good.
To feel good. And in this process, the physical fasting and purifications, the organic chemotherapy, as I said, I took 80 pounds, 80 toxic pounds off my body.
Yeah.
I also cleanse my body with my breath, with the power of pranayama and life force. I took 1,000 pounds of depression and despair and self-pity off my emotional body. And shifted and shifted and shifted slowly but surely. In about a year, I was out of my, what I called my Himalayan cave, my yoga room, and on the bay here in San Diego for sunrise, chanting as the sun came up, just thanking life. And at the beach for sunset, my body was slowly becoming more flexible to my amazement, even more flexible and stronger than when I had been in the prime of my life before I injured my back.
Wow.
And 2 years later, you could say I sort of crawled out of my cave, healed and whole, no cancer in my body, no pain in my back. And I knew at that time that I would devote the rest of my life to sharing the miracle of human potential as best as I can.
That's an amazing journey. So, Bhava, I know that it's not just about your story, is it? It's about opportunity for each of us.
It's not at all. What I have learned is that we all have a power deep inside of us, that it's our birthright. We have a power to heal to our maximum potential, to turn obstacles in our lives into opportunities for personal growth and transformation. We have a power to find out who we really are at the soul level and to ultimately manifest our fullest potential, find what we call our dharma, our true path in life, and ultimately even to shine a light in anyone else's cave of darkness, whatever they happen to be suffering from. And I really know this is true, Christine. We have had the blessing in deep yoga to work with so many students and clients for personal healing, and I've seen them in the retreats that I do around the world now and the workshops I do across the country, seeing people take charge of their lives and achieve miraculous results, go from places of chronic illness and depression to vibrancy and balance. Not everyone heals from stage 4 cancer. Not everyone cures himself of chronic pain. But even in those instances, we see, you know, remarkable progress along the way. Again, because this is our birthright. Whether you're type A workaholic like I was or you're not, doesn't matter. If anyone's listening out there and, you know, you've always thought, well, I just don't have what it takes. I don't have that capacity. I invite you to tell yourself a new story and a true story, because that's not true. You do have that capacity. It's there deep in your soul. And when you begin to take the journey of going from our externalized, fairly fractured and crazy minds, because we live in a very overstimulated, consumer-oriented, superficial culture. When you go into a journey down deep inside of yourself, you'll find your inner guru, the greatest teacher you'll ever meet in your life. You will find your inner voice, which will guide you in the right direction without fail. And miracles are possible no matter what.
I think that so many people fear that they don't have that kind of inner wisdom, or they're not worthy of what that inner wisdom will share with them. But you know, I too know that it's there on a deep level, and it's so empowering. But it's also terrifying, isn't it?
It's terrifying. It's sort of when your life is in the balance, you feel like you're standing on the edge of an abyss. And if you fall off that edge, you don't think you have wings to fly. And it is frightening. We also tend to become, you know, creatures of our habits. Very natural thing. And we really, you know, lock doors in our lives. We build up walls around ourselves, and we tie ourselves into knots as a result of these habits. And we're afraid to knock down those walls, to crash the door wide open, to really step into the truth of who we really are. But once we decide to make that step, gently and lovingly with a sense of commitment, everything begins to change.
So what are the basic lessons that you share with people in your workshops and in your book based on your journey and your discoveries?
Well, we share a host of these techniques in a very accessible and gentle and practical manner of really looking at our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What is stressing us out? What can we mitigate and reduce that happens to be stressful by choice rather than by the demands of our occupation or our family obligations?
The external demands, yes.
Mindful nutrition. You know, the evidence shows that the three biggest killers in America, heart disease, stroke, and cancer, mm-hmm. and then you can add in diabetes and obesity. Over 600,000 people a year die of these, and most of them are associated with stress and bad food. And I call stress, you know, bad food for the mind, for the emotional body.
Sure.
And so when we start to change our diet and move away from junk, from factories, from boxes and cans of food with chemicals laced in them and ingredients we can't even read, to
sure.
a predominantly whole food, natural, plant-based diet, it nourishes the body and starts to help healing. And when we take charge of our minds and stop allowing ourselves to be overstimulated and come into more introspection, we have emotional healing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, that changes the chemistry inside
sure.
of our
it's
body.
All connected, yes.
It's all connected. It puts us in touch with that inner guru, that inner wisdom that we have. We help people develop little daily practices, sometimes with yoga postures and breath work and meditations and affirmations, and to learn tools and techniques, very practical, mm-hmm. practical, to help us slow down, to remember who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga also has an amazing psychological piece that really explains why we suffer by becoming over-identified with our egos mm-hmm. and self-centeredness, and how to move away from that and to remember, you know, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
This is a universe, a single song, a universe, and we really are all in this together. In fact, if I can share with you, there have been studies recently. One is just amazing, that if you have a friend who is really content and balanced and authentically happy,
mm-hmm.
it elevates your level of happiness by about 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And then the amazing part of it is that they have a friend who has the same qualities. And you never meet that friend, even though you never meet them, you're boosted another 8 or 9% by your friend's association with them. So
that's
we all affect each other.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, from my energy healer perspective, it's this shifting of other vibrations, other people's vibrations. And yeah, there's this ripple effect. And scientists have saying that, you know, it's connected across the planet, like instantaneously. So it's not so far-fetched, and it's amazing. We're going to have to go to another quick break, but more with the author of Warrior Pose, Bhava Ram, and we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I've been having a wonderful conversation today with the author of Warrior Pose, a war correspondent's memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. His name is Brad Willis, also known as Bava Ram. Now, Bava, you know, the journey that you've been through, that you outline in your book, that you know, and the wisdom that comes from it that can be applied to our lives, you're sharing it not only through the book, but also through workshops. What are some of the lessons, some of the other lessons that people need to hear to help shift their lives?
We are sharing in workshops and retreats and seminars. And I think the most important part is that the more you bring your life into balance, the more you heal and the more you find vibrancy and true self-expression. The more organic and natural the tools that you use are, the better the result. And I'm convinced after all of my studies that this ancient science of yoga provides us a remarkable pathway to healing into the state of self-awareness and balance, along with Ayurveda, which is the medical system of yoga. It means the science of life. And when you mentioned the Kerala Academy, when you were opening the show that I'm a graduate of, that's a school in India of Ayurvedic medicine. And the American Institute of Vedic Studies is this ancient wisdom from the Vedas, these ancient texts from which yoga and Ayurveda arise. But what I want to share is that we all really do have a capacity to change. Mm-hmm. We all really do have an amazing capacity to get where most of us really want to be. You know, the truth is, a lot of times, even if we have a lot of success and fulfillment in our lives, we feel unhappy. Stress causes that sense of unhappiness and wholeness. And one of the reasons is we've been taught through a very commercial and corporate culture that we live in to look for ourselves and satisfaction externally in all the wrong places.
Right.
You know, no material acquisitions, no externalized experiences are going to give us what we're after.
So I think that there are a lot of people who are either, you know, suffering in one way or another currently, or they're afraid of doing what they need to do because it's going to be painful for them. What advice do you have for those who are afraid of change and becoming more of who they're truly meant to be?
I'd first say to them, how painful is it being you right now?
A lot of people don't want to look at that.
And how long do you want to go on like this? And when you make the change, you may have a lot of fear, and there may be some real challenges at first establishing your level of self-discipline, believing in yourself and sticking to it. But once you start to do it and the changes gently start to happen, you become affirmed and affirmed and affirmed, and ultimately, there will be no looking back. So what would say to anyone is take that first step outside of whatever box you might feel trapped in.
Mm-hmm.
Knock a door open. Step across a threshold. Believe in yourself. Take a chance because you won't fall into an abyss. You do have wings. You can fly. Trust yourself.
So with change, sometimes there are things that shift in our lives that we have a lot of attachment to. How do you let go of attachment to a certain relationship, say, or a career or a way of life that you've grown accustomed to?
We could talk about that for the next 10 hours. But the psychological science of yoga really articulates it. It says, be the very best you can be. Be mm-hmm. skillful in action without reaction. Everything's going to change in our lives. It always does. We are young and then middle-aged and then old. Relationships come and go. Material possessions break or are discarded or are no longer of interest to us.
Uh-huh.
Everything changes. And it's our egos that want to force all those outcomes and want to control all the change. That's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to let go of fear of outcomes. And if we're connected to our heart, if we're listening to our inner guru, the voice of our soul, and standing in integrity, we can weather the storms of being a human being.
Mm. So can you share with our listeners, you just talked about living from or listening to your heart. Can you share with our listeners what Bhava Ram translates to?
It means pure state of being in the heart. It's a Sanskrit name
uh-huh.
from India, which is the home of yoga.
Right.
I confess I'm not always there.
Uh-huh.
So it's good for me to remember that I always want to move in that direction of the pure state of being in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a new life. I'm totally devoted to this new life. And having a different name makes me remember that devotion, makes me willing, you know, to every day step outside of the box of my ego and mm-hmm. come to a higher state of awareness as best as I am able to. And to think now that my life in a pure state of being in the heart when I'm there is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about serving others as best as I can.
Wonderful. So just got a couple of minutes left here. Bhava, do you have a message for those who are listening right now?
Well, to summarize the message is that you can believe in yourself. You can make changes. You can lose weight. You can end your negative thinking. You can deal with chronic issues that you have in your life. And more than that, you can turn those obstacles into opportunities, and you can find who you really are, and you can manifest your fullest potential. Again, you were born with this power, and I invite you to reclaim it if somehow it seems to be lost.
Well, that's beautiful and inspirational. And your journey that you talk about in your book, Warrior Pose, shares hope for everybody because you were in the worst situation, you know, a victim of sorts, and you became empowered and healed. And it's so inspirational. So can you share with our listeners one more time how they can reach you over the internet?
DeepYoga.com, DeepYoga.com. And you made a great point that if somebody is broken and dark and self-pitying and depressed and with cancer, somebody as dark as I can do this, don't tell yourself that you can't, because you can. And please visit us at deepyoga.com.
Right. And, you know, Bhava, it's been wonderful chatting with you today. You know, I too had cancer once upon a time, and I healed myself. It wasn't late stage, it was early stage. And it shifted my journey. And I know that, you know, based on your story, your book, your videos, my conversation with you today, that you stepped into authenticity and you're sharing so much with the world. And, you know, I've been experiencing the same thing in my life. And I want to encourage all our listeners today to do this in your life as well. So one more time, it's called Warrior Pose, a war correspondent's memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. Brad Willis, also known as Bhava Ram. Bhava, thanks so much for joining us here today.
It's great to be with you, and I want everyone to know Warrior Pose will be a full feature film in 2016.
Wow, that's so exciting. We need stories like this up on the big screen.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. It's really been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. And thank you for listening today. You'll find me in the same place next week. And next week, we're going to be talking with Lauren Archer. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticagayT.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity, prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net. Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net. If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.